Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. Over 1,000 taxing districts at the local level were identified by State Auditor Adam Edlin, and he made the point in a recent news release that in some situations, local taxes could be set by people who were not elected. With local extension councils in mind, UK Associate Dean Jimmy Henning, in a recent internal communication, laid out how extension councils work and said he has no problem with Edlin's effort to shed more light on taxing districts.
I agree, and accountability, I think, is important at any time, but especially in these days.
Auditor Edlin feels that some taxing districts may have little oversight. Henning says extension works within fiscal court.
For us, we have two points of control. We submit a budget in the spring. They have to approve that. When we get the budget, when we get the property tax information, then we select the tax rate that it takes to build that budget, and that's turned back in to the fiscal court, and they have to take action on that. So we've got two points of oversight at the fiscal court level.
Henning says they are special districts, not taxing districts, and as a matter of statute, the county judge executive has a seat on local extension district boards.
That's right. We're not what we would call a taxing district. We are a special district, which is confusing, but it does mean, though, that the end of the day, the fiscal court knows our business, acts on our business, and approves our spending.
We'll have more in a minute. We'll be right back.
During the holiday season, the answer to all of your food or gift ideas is Kentucky Proud. Kentucky Proud represents food products that are made by Kentucky farm families. Kentucky Proud products also make for great gifts that everyone will enjoy. Visit KentuckyProud.com for a listing of retail stores in your area for all of your holiday needs. Kentucky Farm Families, feeding Kentucky, feeding the world. Sponsored by the Kentucky Agricultural Development Fund.
UK Associate Dean for Extension Jimmy Henning says they have a set of standards for local extension district boards. Again, they go through a process with fiscal court oversight, but with the rules all spelled out, they're all on the same page.
We try to make sure that they understand the rules. Every county, of course, has some uniqueness, and that's good, that's important, but we do that. We make sure that we've got one set of guidelines, and everybody that has a district board and goes through and collects that tax through the fiscal court, that they know how they're supposed to report, how they're supposed to go about setting their rates, and that's set in one place. We have some control at the state level. And when we get that done, every year we have to report in the newspaper our uniform financial statement.
UK Associate Dean Jimmy Henning on local extension district boards, staying responsive and accountable. And that wraps up today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.